Welcoming Heather Skold now to KRDO's Afternoon News Studio with a preview of her story. Something pretty impactful, something most every of us have in our pockets, and it is a giant gaping hole in our security lives, information security lives.
Yeah, it's basically burning a hole in our pocket, Ted. Yeah.
Wow.
Cell phones. It's our way that we're connected to the world, to our friends, to our calendars, to our social media accounts, and our bank accounts. And hackers know it also, right? That little device that connects us all so well to the world is their access point into our world. So we're taking a look at SIM card swapping. You might not have heard about it. You might have, depending on how tech savvy you are. But it's growing in increased frequency in the last 3 to 5 years among hackers. And it does take a pretty sophisticated group of hackers to be able to pull this off. I will say that. However, it is possible. And therefore, as consumers, we need to protect ourselves before the hackers get to us, right? So we talked with this entrepreneur based out of Seattle, and he told us that within 5 minutes, his emails, he couldn't gain access to his emails. The passwords had been changed. Not only that, but he had a cryptocurrency account valued at around $900,000 that was also compromised because of this within 5 minutes. So it happens fast. And so these hackers are getting a hold of your SIM card, and you know it's usually on the side of your cell phone. It's not easy access. It's not like hackers are physically coming up to your phone and taking it out. No, it's not like pickpocketing or something like that. But they are able to send, you know, if you have a cell phone, they'll send you a text because they already have your phone number, and it includes a link, and it appears as though it might come from your phone carrier. It's just like getting, you know, spam mail in your actual physical mailbox, or, you know, any sort of thing that looks a little suspicious. It is. It usually comes with a link on that text. If you open it, automatically it includes a sort of spyware code that invades all of your accounts and, you know, gives them access to your email. And Think about this. How many of our social media accounts are tied to our phone number? Maybe even our bank account, right? Maybe even, let's see, our you know, internet service provider is often tied to your phone number, right? It's a two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. And that can even set us up for further exposure, right? So I know that, you know, I always get prompts from Facebook or even Instagram, secure your account with your phone number. And you think, oh, okay, this will make me more secure. No, it won't. So it can happen through a text that the hackers send, or they might even be that convincing to call your phone carrier and say, I lost my SIM card. Could you please give me a new SIM under this number? And if they happen to have your actual physical home address, they've got two already that prove they're you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am reeling from this because you're right about two-factor authentication or security. Everybody wants your phone number now. Yep. I'm one of those people that has resisted that. And thus far, I've not been refused any services online because of it.
Right.
But, you know, they push pretty hard.
Oh, they do.
So the hackers have found a way to compromise the extra layer of security, and it gets them into your phone and into your life and to your pocket 1,000 times faster.
And you think of how many apps include our personal information on it, even your location services, right? What if you have Venmo on your phone also? I mean, this is another access point. So tonight at 10 o'clock on KRDO News Channel 13, we'll be going through the specifics of how to protect yourself as a consumer, as a cell phone user, from this happening to you, this SIM card swapping.
There needs to be some sort of digital bubble wrap for us all.
Yeah, like Bubble Boy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a real thing, and it is happening to people. Now, granted, it's not the majority of people, but we want to prevent it from it becoming such a large statistic, right?
We will learn more about the example that you cited as well. That just sounds like that man is having a rough time of his life right now.
And, oh, yeah. And imagine, yeah. You know, and that's the thing. Once this happens, many of us, myself included, I don't even have a landline. My cell phone is my one and only access point to the world, right? So if your phone is compromised, how would you even call your cell phone carrier? Think about that.
There's a word that comes to mind, but we will reserve that for another time,
Heather. Yeah. It's not a good scenario. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your hard work on this very valuable story for people.
You bet.
Again, 10 o'clock tonight on News Channel 13. Heather Skold, KRDO News Channel 13 reporter and anchor. Yeah. You and Bart together.
Yes. Dynamic duo.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Ted.